Santon and beyond. Get ready for the Santon Times Hour.
With your host,
Alexander.
Yes, we're back for another week. The Santon Times Hour on Mix 93.8 FM. And is always available as a podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. I'm Alexander Leipner, and it's great to spend some time with you again. This is edition 77, week 31, and we're doing it one last time for July 2022. And then we're going into August. Can you believe it? You can email us on editor@santontimes.co.za. You can connect with us on social media @santontimes, or you can visit the website www.santontimes.co.za and feel free to send your questions, your comments, your feedback. Be part of the Santon Times Hour. And don't forget, if you're listening to this in real time on Mix 93.8 FM, you can send us your WhatsApp voice notes or messages or emojis, and we'll try and decipher what that means. And you can do that, like deleted it last week when we spoke to Nico Panaggio about Survivor.
I think it's very enjoyable. I love Survivor. And now, last night and tonight, there's blooming load shedding when I tape it. Ah, and now I didn't even tape it. Never mind, so I don't know. I get very upset if I miss an episode of Survivor.
Well, Delita, I think I'd also get upset, but it's nice to hear you. It's nice to hear your voice. And thanks for sending in that voice note last week. And it's not always possible to play them out at the same time as they come in, but at least we played it now. And it's great to know that you sent that through, and hopefully you did end up watching Survivor, which is on Monday to Thursdays. Well, as always, thank you for making the time to listen and be part of the Santon Times Hour Nation. Yes, and that also includes you, Jamie, Tasneem, Chloe, Bavana, Niliswe, Boy Tomelo, Capano, and Kale. I see you, and I see your likes on Facebook. All is well in Santon Land. I am very happy to report. And Vincenzo is in the production booth again. Good to see you again, Vincenzo. Back for another show. Yeah, no, I had a packed week here. No, I did have a packed week, Vincenzo. Let's see what happened. Let's go through it backwards. So, Banyana, congrats on winning the Women's AFCON 2022. Funny, some South African team that's actually still able to win something. I mean, oh, let's not even talk about Bafana. I had a great strategy session with the Unique Speakers Bureau team on Saturday. If you don't know who they are, they look after all my speaking engagements and many other very high-profile speakers in South Africa. And they're now launching an international leg to their bureau. And I'm really looking forward to that. It was a really good session with them, and congratulations on that launch. And then on that note, I presented to the entire senior team of a major telecoms company on Friday. We spoke about future trends and helping them navigate this truly extraordinary world of tomorrow that we're heading into. I thought it was a great session, and it's so important to be thinking about the next step for your industry and also your business on a regular basis. And it's great to see such visionary organizations taking the time to have that conversation. And I look forward to having many more of those conversations in the next couple of months. Then I was invited to tour the new Southern Africa head office for Cotton On, right here in Waterfall. It's a 300 million rand distribution center and head office. They've got something like 2.2 million items stored in that facility, and it's quite amazing to see the scale of the operations. You know, you just go online, you know, you order something from Typo, or you order something from Cotton On, or Factory, and then it just arrives at your door, and you actually don't realize what goes into it behind the scenes. I've actually posted a couple of the pictures that I took on the tour on the website. So if you want to see what that looks like behind the scenes, well, go check it out, santontimes.co.za. And then lastly, Club Med hosted an intimate briefing for some media on their hottest properties that are coming online in December for that holiday break that we also desperately need. And let me tell you, it's looking absolutely divine. You know, they do these all-inclusive destinations, and they've come up with a really interesting new program for kids. They've worked with kids psychologists. So when you take your kids along, you don't have to worry that they're going to be hanging onto your leg for the entire holiday. They've actually got quite a cool program lined up. And yeah, I didn't know this. Club Med, French company, founded just after World War II. And the founder at the time, Gerard Blitz, had this fantastic saying. He said, "The time to be happy is now, and the place to be happy is here." And I thought, what a great motto for us to have, especially coming out of the pandemic, dealing with what we're dealing with at the moment in South Africa. Well, I hope to bring you some more updates on that in the next coming months. But let's get into what's happening in the show this week. Coming up in this week's episode, he's one of South Africa's biggest acting exports, having made Hollywood his home, and now he'll be joining me to chat about his latest series on Netflix. Then, if you're into heritage, history, or just a great getaway, well, the Cradle of Humankind has all sorts of treasures locked away, and I'll be discovering those together with you. And next, I'll be taking you through some test driving notes on some of the cars I've had the pleasure of taking to the road. And finally, if you've noticed a village of yellow shipping containers popping up in Sandton Central, well, stay tuned to find out what that's all about. All this and more coming up, and your headlines are actually coming up for the week next. But Vincenzo, I think we need to kick things off with a bit of music. So let's get this hour started with a bit of Musica.
You're listening to the Sandton Times Hour.
That's it. You're listening to the Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8 FM and available on podcast right afterwards. And that was Pepas by Faruko. And that was the Benny Benassi remix. What a smashing track. If that didn't get your feet stumping or dancing in the living room or tapping that steering wheel, well, I don't know what will. So excellent choice, Vincenzo. Good choice. Well, it's time to smash some news with your headlines for this week. Oh, yes, they can. Volunteers at the Ladles of Love had a world record attempt, and they beat the record for the most tin cans, making a mosaic of the South African flag at Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton as part of Mandela Day celebrations. Unbelievable. I mean, they had these cans covering almost the whole of the Nelson Mandela Square, and they even broke two world records by doing that. So that's a little bit of Mandela Day content done and dusted. Then the Black Industrialists and Exporters Conference took place. President Cyril Ramaphosa opened the inaugural Black Industrialists and Exporters Conference in Sandton this past week.
My fellow South Africans.
Then shut the front door. Did you see this? A pre-owned black Hermes Fjord leather Birkin 35 handbag sold for a staggering 280,000 rand in a store in Sandton.
My f***. My release.
280,000 rand for a handbag. Oh my God. I mean, next time your wife asks you to buy a handbag and it's 2,000 rand, consider yourself lucky. I mean, this is just unbelievable. You can buy a car for that. You can buy two cars. Well, I don't know what the cars are going to be like. But it says here, Birkin bags are notoriously hard to find, which contributes to both their desirability and cost. Good grief. I actually looked at a picture of this handbag. It's a black handbag. It's got some, you know, closing things and opening things.
Can you please be in order?
But yeah, how's that? Then, Taboo Nightclub in Sandton has closed its iconic red door for the final time. Many might remember that we spoke about the passing of the former nightclub magnate Chris Katroulis, who owned Taboo. And yeah, this week, the club finally closed its doors. But there are talks of something new and exciting returning in its space. And it's been 19 years, hey, since Taboo opened and now closed. But let's watch the space and see what comes out of it. That's it for your headlines for the week. Next up, I'm super excited to be hosting another big name on the Sandton Times Hour. He's back from Hollywood and we'll be connecting via YouTube. So, Vincenzo, you can watch the video online afterwards too. And if you're listening, you can also watch the video. It's not just Vincenzo who can watch it. So he's coming up after the break. The one and only Arnold Vosloo.
From Greater Sandton to the rest of the world, this is the Sandton Times Hour. From Greater Sandton to the rest of the world, this is the Sandton Times Hour.
Netflix is about to unleash a new Skop, Skeet and Donner six-part series featuring South African-born Hollywood actor Arnold Vosloo, who you would have seen in Silver Stone Siege, which was on Netflix recently, but also in the movies like The Mummy, Blood Diamond, G.I. Joe, and many, many more. And Arnold takes on the starring role of Dan Lüdick alongside local heavyweight talents. And I'm honored to have him join us on the Sandton Times Hour. Arnold Vosloo, it's great to have you on and to be talking to you.
How's it, Sandton? Hello from Arnold Vosloo in Alberton.
Well, Arnold, it's so great to have you on, and it's so amazing to hear you say these things, because we've almost embedded you as a Hollywood Los Angeles citizen, and to have you back in town doing South African movies, and not just South African, Afrikaans series is quite something.
Yes, yes, it's really a dream come true. It's a seed I planted quite a while back. You know, I'd been working steadily in the States and enjoying it, but I had this thing in the back of my mind that I wanted to come back to South Africa and work here in the industry maybe once or twice a year, you know, either do a feature or if there was a cool series. And I put the word out, and didn't really matter if it was English or Afrikaans, but as long as the scripts were good. And then Silverton Siege came along a year before last, and we shot that, and that just came out a few months ago. Netflix was a huge hit worldwide. End of last year, I got a great script, Ludic, 6 one-hour series, Afrikaans series. When I say Afrikaans, it's really 60% English, 40% Afrikaans, sort of the way we speak in South Africa. And it was great. The scripts were fantastic. And I had to say yes, and Netflix gave us the dough, and we made a pretty cool series. I think people are going to love it.
Well, give us a bit of background to the character of Ludic.
Yes. Don Ludic is a furniture magnate. He's, think of, you know, IKEA or whatever throughout Africa. He's a big-time businessman and has his hand in, shall we say, various businesses. And then a family member of his gets kidnapped and held for ransom, and suddenly he has to pull strings and work with former enemies and alienate friends in order to get his brother-in-law back. So there's lots of action, tow truck business action in Pretoria. The series is conceived and set in Pretoria. So Pretoria is part of sort of the backdrop of it, and it looks great, man. I'm really digging this thing. I've seen all 6 episodes, and I think people are going to love it. In fact, I know they're going to love it.
You've spent a lot of time on the silver screen. I mean, there was one cinema house in South Africa that used to say it's always better on the big screen. But as a Hollywood actor who's been doing this for a long time, how has streaming changed the business?
It really has changed the business, and certainly in South Africa already, you know, the streamers have changed it. Before, you had 2 or 3 monopolies, whether they were, you know, good guys, but they were monopolies, SABCs or Mnets or whoever they were, Sterkinikor. You had to go pitch your stuff to them, and then they'd display it and take a piece of a cut, and that would be that. If the movies were any good, they would make it to a foreign market. But with streaming, there's quality control sort of baked in from the start. They're not going to get involved with you if they don't think your scripts are great. You know, that's the sort of business model of Netflix and all these guys, that the script is king. So once they refine that script and they're happy, they give you the money, you go off and shoot it. And then the wonderful thing, like this Ludic thing, which is an Afrikaans, was billed as an Afrikaans series, it's going to be seen all over the world. It's not just going to be seen locally on August 26th in a month's time. It's going to be seen, you know, that same night. It's going to be on in Joburg and Tokyo, Japan, and Bogota, Colombia, and New York City. So it's a fantastic opportunity for us as South African artists to showcase our abilities and our work. And the fact that Netflix think the show is good enough to air, because if it was rubbish, they would have said, listen, guys, thank you, but we'll take our loss and we're just going to can this thing and the world will never see it. But I know Netflix really likes the show and they're hot on it. And we're proud of our working together, of our collaboration with them.
Yeah, well, as they would have said, straight to VHS back in the days.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, the beauty of Netflix and the streaming platforms is the fact that we've been exposed to such multiculturalism. I mean, if you think about the biggest show a couple of years back was a South Korean show, which we wouldn't even have understood if it hadn't been dubbed. Or I found myself watching a crime mystery drama in Italian the other night, which is also quite amazing. So these kind of shows must also do quite a bit for the language of Afrikaans. I mean, I realize a lot of people in Tokyo won't be watching this in Afrikaans, but there might be a curious person who switches over and goes, I wonder what language this is from the tip of South Africa.
Yes, I mean, we've never had this. I know Netflix has bought some Afrikaans movies that they have on their platform. But this is the first series that they've co-produced with us. And you're right. I mean, I know that Ludic's been dubbed into, or has been dubbed into, five languages: Spanish, French, German, Portuguese, and Polish. Those people that don't want to, you know, deal with subtitles will just, even here, there'll be some English-speaking people here that'll just watch it in South African English, so to speak. And but weirdly enough, I've asked people, and quite a lot of people like watching it in the original language format. They say that they sort of get a better sense of it, you know, especially in this case, if it's, if half of it's in English and the other half's in Afrikaans, you can follow the English stuff, and then there's not that many subtitles. So, but to each its own. It's dubbed into all these languages, so people will get to enjoy it in whatever format they want. But it's a big deal to us. It's the first Afrikaans series. So we want to knock it out of the park, you know. We want to crush it. So that's where we're at. We hope it does incredibly well, which will then spur Netflix on to do more of these, not just Ludic, but other shows that are Afrikaans. They'll see that there are viewers out there, that there are expats all over the world that, you know, work in different places, and they'll tell their colleagues. You always ask me what it's like in South Africa. Watch this bloody Ludic show with Arnold Vosloo, and you'll see what it's like in Pretoria.
Well, Arnold, you celebrated your 60th birthday last month. Can you believe it? So happy birthday and congratulations to such a milestone. When you look back on your career to date, what have been some of your most special memories?
You know, there's not one specific thing. It's sort of all just a blur of going to set, or you know, going to the theater and doing plays. But I think the one thing I always take away from it is that I've been able to sustain a career. I always joke, I've been able to pay the water and lights. And yes, the power is on in America. I've been paying the water and lights for 40 years doing this, you know, this acting thing. And that in itself is probably my greatest achievement. Yes, there are highlights. I did a play with Al Pacino on Broadway. I've worked with Depardieu. I've worked with some great people and great directors. And it's all been a joy. But the fact that I've been doing this for 40 years and, you know, I've been paying my way as an artist, or been paying my bills as an artist, is really my biggest achievement.
In a 2019 interview around another film that you did at the time, you were quoted as saying, if you could do it all over again, you wouldn't leave South Africa. Why did you say that?
You know, at the time I went, I'd done a few things here, and I'd been wildly successful at a very, very young age with the Bhutti movies and Circles in the Forest and stuff like that. And I was 24, 25, and I sort of thought, well, what's next, you know? And the only place was the States, because at least I could speak English. I thought the French made the best movies, but I couldn't speak a word of French, so I wasn't going to go to France. What's different now is the fact that there are streaming services. You can be an artist, director, actor, you know, cinematographer, and work on these streaming things, and people are going to see it in Hollywood. I mean, this on the 27th of August, somebody in Hollywood is going to watch Ludic that night, you know. Certainly my agents will, but we hope other people will too. And they'll get to see your work. So you don't have to go there and impress upon them, you know, that you're from here and this is the kind of thing you do and this is your vibe. You can work here and the stuff gets seen everywhere. So ideally, you do good work here, and then Hollywood, in the form of Amazon or Netflix or Apple or whoever all the streaming services are, will then seek you out, because they're all coming into Africa. They'll give you a call and say, hey, we watched your series and it was really cool. And what else have you guys got? What else do you want to do? We want to be in business with you. So in a sense, Hollywood will come here. You don't need to go there anymore because of this worldwide platform.
Well, it's certainly exciting to live in 2022, the way the world has become such a small place. And Arnold Vosloo, it's been an absolute privilege to have you on the Sandton Times Hour. And thank you for making the time.
Yes, no, thanks a lot. And check out Ludic, and you know, drop me a line and tell me what you thought of it. It's a really cool show, and it is a Skopski Donner thing, but it's a lacquer one, and people are going to like it.
Well, I'm certainly going to be setting my alarm clock and putting it into the diary. And for those listening, Ludic drops on Netflix screens globally on the 26th of August. So make sure you've got that down on paper. It's halftime on the Santon Times Hour on Mix 93.8 FM and on your favorite podcast platform. And the show continues right after this.
The Santon Times Hour continues.
The Santon Times Hour continues on Mix 93.8 FM, and that was Shouse with Robin Schulz, Love Tonight. I'm Alexander Leipner, if you've just switched on, and it's great to have you be part of this week's show. We're moving into the second half of the Santon Times Hour, and as always, if there's anything that caught your attention during the show but you didn't manage to grab the details, be sure to visit the show notes on www.santontimes.co.za for a detailed breakdown of everything discussed on the show. Also, be sure to check out the social media accounts at Santon Times and feel free to comment and connect. Also, feel free to use the hashtag Santon Times Hour when posting your social media posts. It's always great to hear from you. Well, let's chat about something that I got up to this past week, and I managed to have a fabulous lunch on a warm winter day in the sun at the Cradle Boutique Hotel and Nature Reserve. And if you've been there, well, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you haven't been there, well, it's just outside of Santon. I'd say it's about a 45-minute odd drive, maybe up to an hour, depending on how leisurely you drive. And they've got a fabulous menu if you're looking to have a weekend lunch or dinner. And let me just tell you, you better book in advance because I believe it's always chock-a-block and fully booked. So don't go there and be disappointed. Make sure you've got your table secured. But it's also been a very, very popular getaway for people in Greater Santon. Just to, you know, if you don't want to travel for hours and hours to somewhere, just to pop out for 2-3 nights and maybe just you know, get away from the usual scenery into nature. And I had a fantastic sit-down with Kurbis Buerta, CEO of the Cradle Boutique Hotel and Nature Reserve, during that lunch. And I'm thrilled to have Kurbis back on the line again. So, Kurbis, welcome to the Santon Times Hour.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. Great to chat.
So, Kurbis, tell us a little bit more about this property for people who might have never ventured as far as the Cradle of Humankind.
Well, the Cradle of Humankind is a bit of a daunting concept. I think, like myself, about 7 years ago, I didn't know where this place was. Lots of confusion. But we are on the southern side of the Cradle of Humankind, close to Lanseria Airport. We're about 10 minutes drive from front door of the airport, on the Cromdraai Road. So very quick and easy to find us. The actual Cradle of Humankind exists of about 30,000 hectares. And the Cradle Nature Reserve, which is a privately owned nature reserve, consists of about 9,000 hectares. So beautiful stretch of land with lots of water and rolling hills, really beautiful spot.
It is indeed a really stunning spot. And as you said, you're really in nature when you either sit on the terrace or if you you know, book into one of the many rooms that you have. But I think apart from the usual game drive that people can do, and I know you've got a lot of antelope and those sort of things, no predators as such, but you've got some very unique spotting that people can do. And it's got something to do with ancient history. I think I've got the word right, paleontology.
Yeah, paleoanthropology.
Close.
It's basically, it's the Cradle of Humankind is considered the origins of humankind, hominin species discovered here at three sites. We've got three active digging and research sites managed by Professor Lieberg and his team of scientists, Gladys Vale, Malapa, and Metsetsi. And yeah, I think the most wonderful experience is to go on one of our origins tours. It lasts about 4 hours, and you're escorted by a scientist to go to the sites, and you are in, you know, taken on a journey of where hominin and our predecessors originate from, and it's an exploration into deep history. We have a beautiful modern museum here at the hotel as well that encapsulates and tells you the story as well, but nothing like taking a drive out and going to the actual digging site. So, wonderful experience.
But you've also got a very interesting story in terms of your origins or your existence at the Cradle Boutique Hotel. You were originally in the film industry and worked on the original Shaka Zulu, is that right?
Yeah, that's 100% right. I mean, yes, I do come out of Durban School of Photography, and then I went into the film business as a cameraman, and I was one of the lucky guys to end up on the original Shaka Zulu movie shot in Zululand with Henry Chele as our main, the main man, the main actor. And that was quite some time ago. And yes, today we have a great honor to host the new Shaka Itembe Zulu series that's being shot and filmed here on the property. And, you know, so it's a wonderful journey that I've followed now to know some of my ex-colleagues from the film business, and we work together here in a different role today. I'm the custodian of the land, and they come back and do another Shaka movie, which is just wonderful.
Well, what more could you ask for? There you have it. Kobus Buerta, CEO of the Cradle Boutique Hotel and Nature Reserve, giving us a little bit of an idea and a little bit of a taste of something that's right on our doorstep and is a great little getaway. Kobus, thank you so much for joining us on the Sandton Times Hour.
Connect with the Sandton Times. Email editor@sandtontimes.co.za.
Vincenzo, we still got a bit of time before the next interview. Okay, great. So, I've been test driving a few cars over the last few weeks, and I thought, well, let's use this time to go through a few driving notes. Hashtag driving notes. So one of the cars I drove of late, let's start from back to front, is the Mercedes-Benz C-Class 220D. That's the one I drove most recently, and certainly one of the most enjoyable test drives of 2022. This locally produced Mercedes-Benz C-Class provides all the sass and dash imaginable, let me tell you, in a very futuristic riding experience. The Mercedes-Benz C-Class has had a very historical run in South Africa, and I think many manufacturers would probably dream of having a model like this. I mean, 40 years it's been turning heads in South Africa, and this latest release is no different. It looks polished from the inside and from the outside, and it's fully loaded with features on the inside, let me tell you. Well, this car releases go in the 2020s. The cabin has become more digitized. It's got more customization, more integration, more navigation. It's also got the latest Mercedes-Benz user experience. And the one thing that's really great about this car is that sort of center console. It looks like a massive iPad that integrates your phone into it, and you literally control everything you need to control through that center console. And I must tell you up front, we haven't attended the official test drive launch, which isn't always a bad thing, let me tell you. So we got to drive this car around Sandton in our own time over the period of a week. It was really great. I mean, the new saloon comes with this avant-garde trim line. It's a beautiful ride, and the engine provides more power with less sound and better mileage. But the one thing that really stands out is that sort of confidence on the road experience. It really is an exciting experience. And whilst the very low proximity to the road, which is a little bit hairy when you drive over bumps and things, is a little bit challenging, the open road provides for a very, very sporty drive with this particular model. There's no doubt that the locally produced C-Class will triumph for Mercedes-Benz, and it'll bring that affluent experience to the market. And it's only to be outdone by the new S-Class. And I was down in Cape Town for the Maybach launch, but that's another conversation altogether. And I certainly cannot wait to see this particular model come out as an AMG edition as well. So hopefully we'll get to drive that at some point. Then the Peugeot 208. Well, that was named European Car of the Year for 2020. And the Peugeot 208, it landed in South Africa in four models. It's Active, Allure, and then there's a GT specification levels. And it's also got the option of being automatic, which is something I find very attractive. I almost can't drive a manual car anymore. I don't know about you, but I really do enjoy a good automatic car. At the first glance, I mean, the Peugeot 208 is cute. It's a little sexy number, much like its bigger brother as well, in those models. It's got those saber-tooth lights and a very good-looking grille at that. On the inside, it's got a 7-inch touchscreen infotainment system, and it's got that iCockpit, and also has keyless start, which is, I think, something that's become quite standard now with a lot of the modern cars. The one thing that really does stand out is that leather-wrapped steering wheel, which is a little bit smaller than your normal steering wheel. So if you haven't test-driven a Peugeot of late, you must actually go check it out. It's got this really sort of smaller-sized steering wheel than your average car. So you look over the steering wheel as opposed to through the steering wheel. you get so used to it that you almost feel like you're getting into a truck when you get back into your normal car and you have to sort of turn a big steering wheel. So something I quite like. But overall, the Peugeot 208, I think it's a strong contender as a zhuzh first car or someone looking for a compact get-around vehicle in town, which just oozes style, technology, and that little je ne sais quoi that the French car manufacturers have. Then I also had a chance to drive the Ford Everest Sport down in Cape Town a couple of weeks ago. And once again, no doubt that the Ford Everest Sport just sits in a league of its own. I mean, the cockpit just feels all powerful. You just gaze across that dashboard and onto the road ahead, and you just feel totally in control. It's unquestionably, I mean, this SUV, you know, just has this presence from the first gear to the last gear. And we got it in this really stunning sort of chocolate metallic finish, which they call a diffused silver. And it's got that unique black mesh grille. It's got 20-inch black alloy wheels. And it just has this very different dimension of boldness to it. Once again, didn't attend any international or local launches for this, so had the road to myself in terms of exploring Cape Town with this car. And it's really geared for some serious adventure. I mean, you know, if it's a daily use or if it's something that you need a little bit more performance, I think this car really doesn't disappoint. It's both a good looker and a hard worker. And I must say, it goes without saying that this Ford Everest, it does enjoy a category leading position for the longest of times. You'll see this car keeps coming up as a dominant one in its league. And then finally, the BMW X3. Also drove that down in Cape Town. It's the new refreshed BMW X3. It comes with all the good things you've expected from BMW, with an enhanced look and some extra zhuzh. And the BMW X3 ranks as one of the best-selling releases globally for the German auto giant, and certainly does equally well in South Africa in terms of sales. And it ranks as one of the top-selling mid-sized premium SUVs, believe it or not. This car also handles unbelievably well. It accelerates to a pace with ease, switching over to cruise control functionality and back again with very little effort. Managed to take this onto the open road and through the suburbs. And it's got smooth, precise handling. It sets the tone for the rest of the vehicle, which is obviously just luxury. It offers a seamless experience from start to finish and also connects your Apple CarPlay and an Android phone with ease. And there's some great new features to explore there as well. And, you know, once again, it does come a little bit at a price, you know, much like the hillside breakfast view that I had there in Constantia that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago. But I suppose often beauty overrides rationale at the best of times when it comes to cars. So that's the BMW X3, the Ford Everest Sport, the Peugeot 208, and the Mercedes-Benz C-Class 220D that I took for a test drive. And thank you to those visionary car brands that make them available to the Sandton Times and are part of the narrative, unlike many other car brands that I don't know what they're doing. All of these cars and more in more detail on www.santontimes.co.za. Go check it out.
Follow the Santon Times on social media.
At Santon Times.
Follow the Santon Times on social media.
At Santon Times.
Coming up to the last minutes of the Santon Times Hour for this week with Mika and Yo Yo. I think he performed that at the Eurovision Song Contest. I missed it this year, but I think I saw some highlights. So there you go, some last beats to take us into the last minutes of the Santon Times Hour. And I've been driving around Santon and came across this really interesting activation that's popped up. These yellow containers, they're sort of sandwiched between the Gautrain station complex and Nelson Mandela Square. So I did a little bit of digging, a little bit of investigating, and I found someone who can tell me a little bit more about this. So joining me on the line is Tabane Ledwaba. He's the founder of Too Sly. Tabane, welcome to the Sandton Times Hour.
Hi, Alex. Great being here.
Well, Tabane, it's great to have you on, and I'm hoping you can shed some light on these mysterious yellow shipping containers that have popped up in Sandton. What's going on?
Yeah, man. So basically, it's all thanks to Wakanda's Foods Accelerator, who's just trying to bring, you know, township food brands and township food into the heart of Sandton.
Well, it sounds fantastic. I mean, your business is called Too Sly, and I'm going to have to ask you first up, what is a Too Sly?
Okay, so just a backstory. So in the townships, really, two sly just means like two slices of bread. It's like a sandwich, right? So people wouldn't say, can you give me two slices or give me a sandwich? We'll just say, give me two sly. So that's where the name kind of comes from. But we predominantly make kotas, which are a quarter loaf of bread filled with chips and all sorts of delicious stuff.
Okay, so you've got this container, you've got this kitchen, this mobile, it's almost like the South African version of a food truck, parked off in the space. And like I say, if you're driving on West Road in Sandton and you take a look left, sort of between the Michelangelo, the Nelson Mandela Square Library and the Gautrain, you're set up there, and you've got you've got a full running sort of takeaway business going, what, Monday to Sunday?
Yeah, so we operate Monday to Saturday. Sunday's our break. But demand is actually pushing us to open on Sundays too. So we'll look at that maybe in the next month. Yeah.
That's fantastic. And how did you guys end up here? Because I see there's also a couple of other food entrepreneurs also doing very much the same thing as you are in that same space.
Yeah. So basically Wakanda Food Accelerator had this program for entrepreneurs, and they had this idea of bringing these containers to Sandton. But mostly the entrepreneurs would be here making some township classy food and bring them to Sandton, right? So luckily we won a kota competition last year as we were crowned Gauteng champs. And Miles Kubeka, the owner of Wakanda Food Accelerator, had an interest in us, and he was like, you know what, I've got this thing that I'm doing in Sandton, and I'd really like for you guys to be part of it. So yeah, this is how we got you.
Fantastic. So award-winning quarters. And what else is there? I mean, share the love. What else can people eat there as well? If they don't want to eat too sly every single day, what else can they eat there? What are the other guys selling?
So there's a guy named Sweetness. He's like an astute chef, right? He makes these delicious wings. His business is called Sweet Chefs, and they make these fantastic Korean-style wings. Everyone should try them out. And then there's another entrepreneur, Lusonolo, who makes his business called Mama's Boys. So they make like homely food, like beef stews, chicken stews, oxtail, really delicious. And he's also a chef. People should really come down and check what's going on.
So it's like proper township street food in the heart of Sandton. Have you raised your prices ever since you've moved to Sandton, or have they stayed the same?
Interestingly enough, you know, when we started the business 4 years ago, our prices were way below market price, way below even profit making. So we really needed to train the market in, you know, finding out what the kota is all about. So just a little backstory to get to that. The kota has always been around, but it's definitely been priced wrong. And, you know, it's always been a food for the people in the streets and stuff. So we thought that, you know, people have raised their game. People have improved from the township and come into Sandton. But, you know, the love for the kota is always there. But they really want a kota that's like, you know, improved and upgraded to their standards too. So we came into kind of that line of entrepreneurship, and we had to raise our prices. Firstly, to be profitable and priced right. But to get to your question, if raising it for Sandton, no, the prices have been are the same throughout the three businesses that we have. We've got two in Soweto and one in Sandton. And, you know, we're getting a similar love across the stores.
Well, that's great news. And I mean, no, everyone's happy to pay a competitive price for an elevated kota that you've kind of refined. And I can't wait to actually pop around and actually have a look at this, because I haven't had a chance to eat at your stands yet. Tell me, how long are you going to be around for? Yeah. If people are listening to this and they say, well, this sounds amazing, I've got a lunch break tomorrow, I'm going to pop around and I want to try some of these things. How long are you guys around?
We are going to be here throughout the tenure of the accelerator, which is probably about a year or 2 years until we find our feet. So anytime you're ready, anytime you're feeling hungry, want something different, pop in and, you know, try something new.
And then, so when you say when you find your feet, you become a success, is there a chance that you could then move into the mall or move into a sort of a permanent fixture in Sandton?
The idea really is to build ourselves into becoming a competitive franchise. Another backstory of why the business was created is because you know, the Kota is a proudly South African brand, and you know, people grew up eating it all around the place. But you know, what you find in malls is always, you know, American style sandwiches, Italian sandwiches, etc. And we're like, where's the South African sandwich that's going to compete in these places? So already we are getting, you know, conversations with people trying to get us into the mall. But the whole point of this accelerator is for us to, you know, really refine the business in the back end so that we can be ready for such a big move into moving into the mall. So definitely, you know, in this year, it's all about working our way into the malls and into, you know, franchisable business.
I mean, I think it's fantastic. I think it's really, really great. It sounds like such an exciting project and accelerator to be part of. I mean, you quickly touched on it. You spoke about it. You know, people come from all over the world to South Africa, and then they end up in a mall having to eat all the US brands, all the European brands, and they're probably thinking, well, yeah, I'm looking for something local. Have you had a couple of tourists, yeah, a couple of internationals pop past and say, what is this? What is this about?
You know, we've had a few people, I think, from East Europe who've come and tried some of the food, and you know, some Korean people came yesterday, so that was lovely to see, you know, love from, you know, the rest of the world. But and they've come back twice, they're returning customers, so that was great too. So to answer your question, yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Thabane Ledwaba, you keep flying the South African food flag there. He's the founder of Too Sly. And if you're looking for them, well, just keep an eye out for those yellow containers in the heart of Sandton Central. And they're going to be there for some time. But, you know, don't leave it too long. You never know. They might do really well and move into the mall very quickly. And then you've missed your chance. But such a great story. And I thought it was such an interesting conversation to have there with these young food entrepreneurs. And that's it for another Sandton Times Hour on Mix 93.8 FM, and is always available as a podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. If you want to get in touch, you can email editor@sandtontimes.co.za, or you can connect with us on social media at Sandton Times. And don't forget to visit the website www.sandtontimes.co.za. And as always, feel free to send through your questions or comments. And we're always thrilled to hear from you, and it's always great to hear these sort of stories and more that we discuss every single week. Thank you to all the guests I've had this week for making the time to chat to us. And my man behind the mixing desk, Vincenzo, bravo. And thank you to the Sandton Times team, as well as everyone at Mix 93.8 FM. I thank you for listening, and let's connect again next week.
That's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the Sandton Times Hour. And if you enjoyed it, be sure to share it.